All right, we're going to talk to Jerry Jones from the NFL League meetings coming up at 6:40. Right now, 6:18, time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Air.
Tell you the crazy story of Victor Schara. He had something happen in November of 2020 that rocked his world. And that's when all of a sudden he noticed that people's faces in the world when he's walking around had all turned into demon faces. Their ears, their noses, their mouth, they were all stretched back and there were these deep grooves in their foreheads, cheeks, and chins. And he thinks that he's woken up inside a demon world. This dude's from Tennessee, 59-year-old dude from Tennessee. So imagine how freaked out you'd be if everywhere you went, all of a sudden, all these people that you knew, all of a sudden they had these demon faces when you're talking to them.
Yeah, that'd be really weird.
Turns out he has PMO, or prosopometamorphosasia.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. It's an extremely rare... You're already doubting him? It's unbelievable. You are the worst scientist ever. You just think everybody's bananas.
Had y'all ever heard of this before?
No.
If someone came to you and said, I
haven't heard of a lot of things.
Waka waka wunihana,
are in
and
existence
it makes
before.
Me see devil faces. Would
well,
you
he
believe
didn't
him?
Name it. He didn't go to the doctor and say, hey, I have this. And
well, if he said that he went to the doctor and he gave you that explanation, would you believe him?
It's an extremely rare neurological disorder of perception that causes faces to appear distorted in shape, size, texture, and color. Now, these distortions appear only when he sees people in person. When he looks at pictures of people, they look normal. So the photographs are fine, or when he's looking at them through a computer screen, fine. But since he only sees it in person, but not in photographs, this gave scientists the opportunity to visualize what these warped faces look like, because they had him there. And so they were trying to make the faces on the computer screen look like the faces that he sees in person. So we actually get an example of what it looks like. I'll show you guys that little visual aid. So you can see the way he sees faces.
That's wild.
It's really creepy.
How do scientists explain that this is happening in his brain?
So they've come up with a few different possible answers. Now, these symptoms of PMO, as they call it, they can resolve after a few days or weeks, and in some cases they linger for years. Now, this guy says he still sees demonic faces. Victor says that here it is, 4 years later, and he still sees them. And there are fewer than 100 published cases of PMO. And they think it's a dysfunction in the brain network that handles facial processing. And they don't really understand what triggers it, but it could be head trauma, it could be migraines or epilepsy. But other people have PMO without any obvious structural changes in the brains. And in his case, in Victor's case, they pointed to two things that could have been the possible cause. One was that he suffered carbon monoxide poisoning 4 months before his symptoms started. Mm. And then the second thing was he had a significant head injury around the age of 43 when he was trying to unjam a handle on his trailer. And he fell back and hit his head on concrete. Yeah. And they did an MRI and it showed a lesion on the left side of his brain. But they say that it's not always the same. The symptoms are not the same for each person that suffers this. So some people don't see demon faces. They see like drooping faces. Another woman saw two faces every time she looked at someone.
God.
So each person had two faces.
How do you live like that?
I don't know. Another woman sees witch-like faces. So the people have long noses and pointy ears. She said, the first time when it happened, I was on a beach in Jamaica, and I was looking at two women who were standing in the water, and they had this witch-like appearance at one moment, and then a while later, they didn't. Oh, that would freak you out so bad if this happened to you. In 2018, there was a case study on a 68-year-old woman who developed PMO after a stroke. And her neurological and eye exams were normal, but she reported that people's left eyes moved upward and to the side when she saw them in person.
God.
Her own face, though, would look normal in the mirror. But on TV, she would see people having half their face messed up and distorted. Everything moved over and up.
So wild.
The human brain. Isn't it crazy? Victor says that it almost drove him crazy. He said he came close to institutionalizing himself.
I bet.
If I can help anybody from the trauma I experienced with it and keep it from people from being institutionalized and put on drugs because of it, that's my number one goal, he says.
Yeah, how do you correct it?
Well, there's another problem here, because since this is so rare, a lot of doctors, they don't know about it. And so people start getting diagnosed with psychological disorders. And isn't that what you would think? Like, you're ready to pronounce them bananas and put them on bananas drugs.
I'm not the only one. This is a hard thing to believe. If you had to call into work and say, hey,
I'm sorry, I can't come
to work.
I'm
seeing devil faces. Cat wouldn't believe that.
I think you're on something.
Cat didn't believe anything.
I know.
Hey, Cat, I got in a bad car accident. My lower half of my body's been amputated.
Well, you can still talk, right?
Yeah, you can still talk, right? Call in. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. And so people were complaining about these symptoms, and some of them were prescribed drugs for schizophrenia and psychosis.
Wow.
Imagine that, and that you have schizophrenia. No, it's not schizophrenia. No, it's schizophrenia. One of the symptoms of schizophrenia is denying you have schizophrenia. No, you put me in a straitjacket. Stop! No! And you get thrown into the loony bin. And meanwhile, you just have simple PMO.
PMO.
Although some of these people, it sounds like they'd be relieved to be thrown in the loony bin.
I can't help it. I see demon faces. God. Oh!
We don't call them loony bins anymore.
Well, whatever. Loony institutions.
Okay, that's better.
Thank you. So would you take this? Here's my hypothetical. $1 million a year for the rest of your life. Your only job is to see people with demon faces. You have this condition.
Your job is just to exist, but you see demon faces.
Everyone you see has demon faces.
That's a hard no.
Why?
Million a year?
Would ruin your life.
You have $1 million a year job just to see people, and you know that you have PMO.
You know this is a no-brainer no.
It's not a no-brainer no.
You would never see a family member without a demon face again. There's no way anybody
would
accept
this. Already,
I mean, there are some that would accept it, but most people would say no. It would ruin your life.
I think you are exactly 100% wrong. I think most people would say yes.
No way.
And then they would need help 3 weeks in.
No way.
And they would have to check themselves in somewhere 3 weeks in.
No, because don't you think you'd get used to it?
No. For people who are older and spending time around their grandchildren, they look like little demons.
Right.
Well, but you know that it's a neurological
disorder.
But
you never get to see, from my perspective, I would never get to see my daughter's face ever again. Every time I looked at her, it'd be a little demon face. Nobody would take that deal. Money is not worth that.
No.
Money's worth everything.
Quote was, most people would take that deal.
I think most people would take that deal. Because you're providing for that demon-faced kid in a way that you can't normally.
Number one, no way. And number two, the few people...
Number one's a bad point.
Number two...
Number one's a conclusion, not a supporting statement.
And number two, the few people that would take that deal would regret it 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All you had to do was change your name to Dallas Maverick for a year.
Yes, because I didn't want to do that.
No, man, I can't.
Because demon faces weren't part of the equation. If he'd thrown in demon faces and I'd get to see those, I'd say yes.
All that $1 million you would get would be buy you a good suicide.
Gosh.
That's all it would do. Because that's all you would think about 3 weeks.
Okay, but you could do that. Let's see, I'll ride it out for 3 years, set up my family, and then... Then I'll demon face myself.
Can you elaborate on good suicide?
what is that?
What are you talking there?
Think about the songs you'd be able to write.
What do you mean?
About your experiencing demon faces.
Like you're tripping all the time?
Yeah.
Well, you could write those now, couldn't you?
If you can't see them.
You could. People write stuff about things they don't experience all the time.
Why do you want to argue all the time?
I don't want to argue all the time. And you're doing a trick on me by making me argue that point. You're forcing me to argue. Okay, what about witch-like faces? Is that better than seeing demon faces?
No, same thing.
What about the left eye moved over and up on everyone's face?
Now you're kind of talking.
See there?
I would still say no, but now that's a little more.
What about everyone has the droopy face?
Worse, no.
Or you have hound dog chins and stuff.
The one eye moving all over the place. Okay. I could think about that one.
What about if everybody you looked at, they had the googly eyes that spun around like Cookie Monster all the time?
Couldn't handle it.
Yeah, how would you not laugh at people when they're trying to talk to you? Listen, man, I'm trying to tell you something really serious. I think she's about to leave me. I'm sorry. No, I'm taking you seriously. It's just the googly eyes thing. It's funny. If only you could see what I can see. Maybe I'll write a song to kind of explain to you the experience of it. Anyway, it's called PMO, and be on the lookout for people to have it, because chances are, if there's 100 people that are documented out there having it, there's probably twice as many that actually have it. So there's probably 200 people in the world that have it. So chances are you know one.
No.
I don't think if there are 200 people in the world, the chances are you know one.
No.
Okay, what about
terrible math?
What about this version of PMO? Everyone looks really beautiful and handsome.
No, because you're not getting the real world. We'll eventually get there.
We're
with
not
AI.
Getting the real world now.
I know, that's what I was kind of saying. We're definitely on that track, but I don't want to get there in the blink of an eye.
No, but I'm saying we don't see the real world before AI. I mean, we're subject to the mediation of sense perception, which is notoriously inaccurate.
But you're saying every single person we look at is the most beautiful person in the world?
Yeah, they all look beautiful.
No. You need the good and bad in the world, you know, so that you know a difference, so that the world is the world. Not everybody is the same and beautiful.
Yeah,
Not everybody looks like Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie is what I'm saying.
But you
and
will
why
have,
would you want to live in that world?
Because the world would be more beautiful. And you get $1 million a year.
You don't like people that have slight imperfections, apparently.
Yeah.
Or large imperfections.
Well, we know you don't.
The imperfections
the way you talk
are what
about teeth and eyes. What's on one eye doing
I don't talk about teeth
him?
And eyes.
You heard it here first. Gordon Keith wants nothing but Brad
not
Pitt and Margot Robbie.
No.
Because he doesn't like
Brad
looking at people who aren't beautiful.
Yeah, what's the deal? Why are eyes so far apart?
I'm backed into a corner here. Oh, God! All right, the end.